open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, very happy to be with you on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Good one for you tonight. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joins us. We'll do our big picture review of what the Browns have done to date with the draft. We'll get into how, just a little analysis, maybe a lot of analysis, on how the pieces and the parts are going to fit, not just with Barkevious Mingo, not just with Leon McFadden, but also with the receiver picked up in this draft effectively. I mean, he's a veteran receiver, but he was picked up as essentially a piece in this draft, a net gain in this draft, Devon Bess, where his fit is and how this whole roster is kind of going to look and shape out as we delve into what the Browns addressed and what they didn't address, what's left out there. Talking about, for instance, the secondary, the safety position, what kind of shape that's in. So Donovan and I are going to plow into that. And then you're going to hear from a voice from the past, a former Browns linebacker, Carl Banks, happened to be in town and had a chance to catch up with him. So it'll be enjoyable to hear what the former, he played for the team 94-95. Bill Belichick was the head coach. He is now a color analyst for the Giants, New York Giants radio network. He's been doing that for a while, I think since 2007. Do some work with him on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Really good analyst, really good business mind, too. He's had some great success with a line of clothing that he's dealt with for a while. So Carl Banks, I think it'll be very fascinating to hear what the former Browns linebacker has to say about his time here and his current perspective on the Browns' conversion to a 3-4 defense. Your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns' official Facebook, Twitter pages, our Browns Daily Twitter page, which is @Browns_daily. Our email address, we get a ton of email from you, get a ton of everything from you, especially since the draft. It's been so busy. It is daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Don emails me. He says, do you think the Browns traded out of the fourth and fifth rounds as part of their overall strategy? And then parenthetically, he says, which I confess is not clear to me, or because they just could not find a player to fill a need. If their roster was stocked, it would make sense to accumulate picks. But trading away two middle-round picks for next year seems really odd. We have too many holes to fill. Your thoughts as to the Browns' overall strategy? Thanks. And it's nice, he says, your articles and radio shows are outstanding. Well, thank you, Don, so much for that. A little shameless plug for myself. Thanks. Don, I'll say this. It's the answer to the question is overall strategy. Connect 2013 draft with 2014. Connect the idea that this regime in putting together this team is not seeing the picture just in 1 year and in one opportunity to address the roster, one off season. So if you connect the seasons, the off seasons, if you will, connect those, it does make sense to say that you want more capital next year, that you've looked at what next year's draft holds for you and generally in the whole league, and generally you think it's better. You also stay true and trust your board. If there was any single player the Browns absolutely had to have in rounds 4 and 5 this year, they would have gone that way. They didn't see it. It made the option of trading. They were always looking for that option of moving out of those rounds, but they weren't married to that if, in fact, somebody that they had rated, say, with a third or second round grade or whatever, even a first round grade, slipped all the way down to them in the fourth round, or if they anticipated that or anticipated a fifth round slip. That didn't happen. So when you get to your pick, that's when you make the decision, are we better off staying here and getting someone that we don't necessarily think is going to help us a great deal or upgrade our pick for next year? Now, your point that the roster, this team needs players, it does. But it isn't just about acquiring bodies. Yeah, and there are holes to fill. there are holes to fill. You're not going to fill them all. They wouldn't fill them all if they used every single draft pick they had. But you go about it methodically. It makes sense to say, we really think player X gives us value here. And really, in the bigger picture of how the Browns looked at this draft and what they ended up with, and we'll get into this with Jimmy Donovan, is two players, ultimately, are factored in as either starters or regular contributors, Barkevious Mingo, Leon McFadden, and everyone else that was acquired is a question mark, obviously. Jamoris Slaughter, to begin with, in the sixth round, the safety, a need position for sure, but recovering from an Achilles rupture, is he going to be anything but a guy who watches and gets kind of redshirted in 2013? And I think that's how it could go down. And that means also knowing what the rest of your roster is about and knowing how you're going to fill those spots, at least for this year. But you think in terms of sustainable success, and it's fair to say we can find better stuff, whether it is players at those picks that they acquired in those specific picks or packaging and making trades, deals next year. It gives you all kinds of options. So that was the thing. It was part of a bigger strategy. But I understand your concern, and you're far from the only person who wonders why the Browns decided to give up those two picks this year. All right, we've got much more to come for you in a couple of minutes. Going to chat up that topic that we just discussed a little bit, to some degree, with the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. He'll join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
running around. Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza is now open at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303 in Brunswick Hills. That's right, Discount Drug Mart is now in your neighborhood, saving you the runaround on health and beauty, groceries, frozen foods, fresh produce, fresh meat and deli, cold beer, fine wines, greeting cards, DVD rentals, and much, much more. Plus, save on generic prescriptions starting at just $1.99. Stop in today at the new Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Trees in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with any smartphone activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on a $45 smartphone plan.
There now. Smell that? That's Indiana. No, it's not corn. It ain't racing, and it ain't basketball. So let's can those pinhead ideas right now. This is bacon. Real bacon. The kind that makes vegetarians think twice, and the rest of us lose our minds. It's Indiana Kitchen Bacon. The best bacon on the planet because it's sourced from local farms, so it's fresher. It's a slightly thicker cut with less fat, so it's meatier. And it's always naturally hardwood smoked, not ladled with artificial liquid smoke juice or whatever those other brands do. So let's cut the nonsense and get real. Indiana is bacon. And Indiana Kitchen is where you find it. Comprende? Look for coupons in your mailbox or this Sunday's paper. Or visit IndianaKitchenBacon.com and sign up for your refrigerator rights. Indiana Kitchen. Local is fresher, is better.
Bill Victor Rookie with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. This segment, it is coming to you via the auspices of our sponsor, one of our sponsors, Quaker Steak and Lube. Joining us now, the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. Jim, we've had a chance now to digest this draft, and let's get into it now. From a big picture perspective, not a lot of players, and in fact, when you really break it down, two perhaps see the field for the Browns in some meaningful way this season. I'm not sure that's necessarily a huge negative as long as Barkevious Mingo and Leon McFadden do make a strong contribution.
Absolutely, Vic. It will be very critical, and I know the Browns were very excited to get both of them at the particular spots in the draft that they were able to do that. So that will be a key to them, and they are both in positions of need. The Browns need an outside linebacker, and Mingo's going to have to learn all the traits of doing that. And definitely they needed some help at corner, and so McFadden walks into a perfect situation here. And I liked all of the pre-draft build-up to what they saw in him to make him right for this situation. San Diego State, come out of a passing conference,
right.
A kid that was a receiver when he went there and then got converted to defensive back when they said to him, quickest way to get on the field and play is to go on the other side and become a defensive back. A heavy endorsement from Brian Sipe,
yeah,
who's the quarterback coach out at San Diego State, who said the kid was a nuisance when they were trying to, you know, build up their own quarterback's confidence. So if you got those two guys on the field, keep in mind now that out of last year's draft, you ended up with a ton of guys out on the field. And all of those guys are only going into their second year. So it's not like you were completely, you know, going to have to hit on six or seven guys
right
here. And hopefully down the road now this thing pays off. But I definitely think you nailed it. Keep in mind, too, and I know it's hard to keep pushing this into your mind, but Gordon really represents the second-round pick in this year's draft, and he would have definitely, with this crew of receivers that came out this year, Vic, he would have been the best receiver coming out. I mean, he's better than Tavon Austin. He's better than the kid from Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's better than all those kids. So, I mean, if you just take Mingo and you take McFadden, and if they can get on the field and play, well, now you've had a pretty good draft, I would say.
Yeah, the net of bodies, say, from the draft, from the 2013 draft, should include Gordon, as you mentioned, and it's also got to include Devon Best.
True.
So it's really two receivers,
right,
because he was part of that Miami trade, and that's how the Browns are looking at it, and they should, as a complete picture. So it really is four guys that you figure will have some kind of a significant starting or regular role. And then the other thing, if it works out with a Jamar Slaughter, that he can get on the field in some way, shape, or form coming back from that Achilles surgery, that's going to be a hard thing. The Notre Dame safety, I thought he was an interesting pick, kind of the ideal sixth round pick, because if it works out fine, you're taking a chance, but you're not taking a huge chance there.
Yeah, right. And the other thing about him is, if you go into his background at Notre Dame, they did a lot of things with him. I mean, he was a safety. He could come up and play on the corner. He could come up and play inside. And especially when Notre Dame needed him a great deal, in those games that they played against service academies who come in and run, you know, that wishbone veer
right
option offense that they don't get a chance to see all year long except the times that they play those schools, they would use him really as a linebacker that would find the ball. I mean, so he did a lot of interesting things. The same way I'm sure Mingo did at LSU, and they kind of changed his role this last year at LSU, and he was all over the place to get him into the backfield. I think Slaughter, once he's healthy, seems to be the kind of kid that could do a lot of different things for you. And in the secondary nowadays, that is so important because there are so many guys up towards the line of scrimmage
right
rather than back deeper in the other half of the field.
But it raises some questions as to how the Browns are going to proceed at safety, with the assumption here that they took what they consider their, quote, best shot at it in the draft. And by best shot, I didn't necessarily think they were going to go for a starter quality guy, draft a guy high enough that you would pencil him in or earmark him for that, but somebody who would be in the mix. And again, not really sure what Slaughter's role is for this year. Maybe it's more of a 2014 thing. So that leaves us to talk about guys like Tayshawn Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
Leaves us to talk about a guy like Eric Hegg.
Right.
I mean, do they have in those players someone that can develop truly into a reliable counterpart to T.J. Ward.
Well, and the if you remember at this time last year, Vic, Eric Hag, it was his job. I mean, he went into training camp as the guy. Usama Young was on the outside, really, trying to get on the field, first of all, health-wise, and then to beat Hag out. But Hag had played pretty well in the last couple of games of his rookie year, and he certainly walked into training camp last year as the guy that, you know, all he had to do was play well in the preseason. He was okay in the preseason, but he was not good in the early part of the year. And remember then, it came to a point where he was not even dressing.
Right.
He was not even active on Sundays. Gibson was a kid that really popped out. And Browns fans, remember this. David Sims had a phenomenal training camp and preseason last year for the Browns. He made big, big plays. And when the final cut came up and the Browns then traded him to the Eagles, and they did that because they felt they could do it, but they also felt comfortable that Gibson had played so well that they afforded the open roster spot to him. I never thought Gibson ever looked bad out on the field. I thought he was extremely intelligent. I thought he was very physical. I didn't think he was shy or bashful at all. I thought he was very good. So, I mean, I hope he does very well because he's a nice kid. I mean, he's a terrific kid to talk to, and he's earned his way into the NFL the hard way, and he's one of those great stories that maybe he can go alongside T.J. Ward.
Yeah, he's a hard worker.
He's
instinctive, and I think that's the key, too, is that wherever the ball is, you find him nearby. Maybe not the best athlete in the world, but he's certainly good enough with his anticipation skills to be where the ball is.
Yeah, and so if I'm Eric Hag now, I mean, you've gotten a little bit of a reprieve here because they did draft a safety, but the kid looks like it's going to take some time before he can come back from an Achilles injury. Then I've gotten a second life here now, and I got to really commit and play and make some plays early to catch the people's eyes and build up the confidence in a new coaching staff.
Yeah, no surprise. I've seen him around the building in Berea working at it. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Jim, as we look at this draft, too, from the standpoint of, okay, what others have said about the Browns draft, and particularly focusing on Barkevious Mingo, some talk about the size or lack thereof, the fact that he weighs only 237. How much more weight can he gain and still be an effective guy is going to be a question. And, you know, I've heard the ranges. Some have told me you could get a guy like that, God, close to 250 pounds. And I hear that and I say, that's a lot of weight.
That is a lot of weight.
And that's transformative. That's a different looking guy when it's all said and done. And does he move as well?
Yeah.
Is he as explosive off the ball? Others tell me you really look realistically at a consistent maybe 5 or more pounds that a player can hang on to, especially when he's prone to dropping that weight. That would be the issue, is keeping weight on with his metabolism and such is likely a challenge for Mingo.
Yeah, I think so, Vic, because I think he put on 15 pounds from the end of his college season, and as he prepared for the offseason and his combine workouts and things like that, I think he did add some weight, but then he's lost some of that weight again. And I think he might just have one of those bodies that he's going to play a little wiry. Now, the other big question is, it's fine to say, everybody say, let's fill him out a little bit and let's put some weight on him. And as you've alluded to right here, that's a tricky equation that you're going to do. Because if you put weight on him in the range of 8 to 10 pounds, is he the same player that flashed at you when you popped in that tape and watched him at LSU? And you have to wonder about that, too. And maybe this is the new kind of body at that position in today's NFL.
It might be in the 3-4, because we had once thought of it, and I think this was really a Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick thing, as the bigger guys at outside
Willie
linebacker.
Willie McGinnis,
look like guys that could put their hand in the dirt, and you would say, okay, that's a defensive end body as well as an outside linebacker body, but you're right, maybe this is much more of the prototype, and speed is a big premium in Ray Horton's defense, movement. And the other issue, and I don't know that this is going to be a serious problem if he's roughly at the same athletic explosiveness that he is now, is coverage. Those who I've talked with talk about his basketball background as being a plus in his ability to kind of match up in coverage, to position his body well, to kind of know how to time jumps and all those things that a guy does when he's covering a receiver.
Yeah, and that will be a huge part of his game and how quickly he can do that. And some never do it. I mean, some never do it. I always thought that, you know, coming out of Florida State, Cameron Wimbley was an explosive, exciting athlete, and he never could really you know, figure that part of the game out when they put him out there on the corner, on the outside edge there, to be an outside linebacker. Now, tell him to go get the quarterback, and, you know, destination was there, and he was going to do it, and he was going to get there, and he was going to get there pretty quickly. But when you had to drop him, I mean, it seems as though he, and I'm not saying Mingo will have this problem, but a lot of guys at this level then think too much. And the, you know, thinking slows down what, you know, their natural speed.
Yeah, thinking instead of reacting. With Leon McFadden, the best thing I've heard in the last couple of days is that some people, these are objective observers, dispassionate observers, had a second-round grade on him, said he legitimately could have been taken in the second round, and that the Browns, to a certain degree, even though it was one round later, got maybe a steal, maybe in the third round, in a player that teams shied away from, likely because of his height or lack thereof, just under 5'10", not ideal. But he's 193, very solid there, and he's really sharp with techniques, which is, I think, where you can help make up for the fact that you're giving away some height covering some of those bigger receivers.
Yeah, and when we had a chance to meet him on Saturday, he just seems like a kid that he's got the right temperament to be a cornerback. I mean, I don't think he's got fear. Joe Hayden doesn't have any fear. This guy doesn't have any fear. I don't think Buster Skrine has fear. But this kid is probably going to, you know, he's going to fight the same battle that a Buster Skrine does, and Hayden, for that matter, is that, you know, they fight the height battle a little bit now in the NFL, and these guys are big in the NFL. A.J. Green's a big guy. Anquan Boldin's a big guy. There are big receivers all around the place. Josh Gordon's a big guy. So I think that he'll fight that. But there was something about him that I really liked. I mean, he just
his
had
presence.
He just had a real presence, you're right, and a real temperament that's what a cornerback needs to have, that he doesn't fear it. Throw at him, and, you know, you may get him a couple of times, but he's probably going to get you at some point in the afternoon, too. And I think you're right. The 192, 193, I don't think he shies away from contact.
And
that's the key thing, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays,
oh,
guys have to want to tackle.
They have to want to tackle. And look, they only get 5 yards, and depending on how much press coverage there is and bump coverage there is, to knock a guy off his route, you better be able to physically do that. So he's built to do that, and that is an important thing considering how many timing routes you're dealing with in the NFL.
Plus, here's the other thing, folks. He's played a lot. He's played a lot of games in college. I mean, he went there. He made the switch over to defense. He's just played a ton of football, and they throw the ball out there. And I mean, and they throw, and San Diego State at practice, they throw the ball a lot because that's what they do.
Right.
So I mean, he's well versed in what they're going to do. It's like the old argument when you draft a wide receiver out of Georgia Tech. And you'd say, well, I mean, he had 12 catches last year because Georgia Tech runs the ball. I mean, this kid, he sees the ball up in the air. He's been around it all the time. And the fact of the matter is he played a lot, and I think that helps a great deal.
And, Jim, here's another thing that I think is going to help a lot. Kid smart. He tested well on the Wonderlic, from what I understand from a league source, which is important only in this sense. I know when we're talking about a corner, we're talking about any football playing spot, it's about running, it's about being an athlete, all those things better. You better have those first before you do well on this test. But the test, I think, matters, or at least the indication of intelligence matters, because of the challenges that are there as a corner in Ray Horton's defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is an extremely tough defense, and I heard this from folks in Arizona, that when you put younger people out there, especially the corners, are under such duress that the blitzing and that aggressive approach from that front seven leaves those guys hanging out there. And they're not just hanging out there, okay, one-on-one cover a guy. It's zone area, you know, it's those areas that you're also responsible for, and making sure you're at point A rather than point B when the plan says you're supposed to be at point A, and otherwise you can be embarrassed and hurt your team, hurt your defense badly. So I think it's key that you're smart, and that you talked about that demeanor thing, that's critical.
Yeah, I think that he's got a great demeanor about himself, and I think he really, think about this. He was probably a great wide receiver, and he's going to go play college football, and Brady Hoke, now the Michigan coach, but at that time at San Diego State, says, hey, listen, you're a heck of an athlete, but, you know, we've got wide receivers right now. You may have to wait a couple of years. How about if you go over on the other side and do it? And he did it because he wanted to play. So he's a player, and I think he comes into a great situation because Hayden is not an old guy. I mean, Joe Hayden is he's still a pup, and I think that whoever it's going to be on that other side, if they're good, they got a great chance here to become a part of a real good tandem of cornerbacks, and that can take you a long way. Seattle does it. you know, the really good teams. Some teams can hide it, but if you have it, it gives you so much more ammunition defensively.
No doubt. Jim, thank you so much.
Good to be with you, Vic.
He is the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, joining us here as he regularly does on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we have much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5353. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You picked a delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5353.
Why should men shop at TJ Maxx and Marshalls? 1. You can get all the awesome brand names. 2. You can get them for less than department stores, and that's awesome. 3. You'll look stylish and awesome. 4. She'll think you look awesome. 5. You'll actually be awesome, which is awesome. So head to TJ Maxx and Marshalls and get all the awesome brands for men. 2 stores, 2 awesome ways to score. Find a store near you at awesomeforless.com.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And let's go to your questions, your comments from the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, and our email address, daily at clevelandbrowns.com. This is from Matt from Facebook. He says, Mingo has to make an impact right away to get the Browns where they need to go, and there is no waiting a year from now for him to develop. Fair point. Fair point that he does have to do something other than just be, well, either low impact or minimal participation guy. He has to be someone, when you invest the sixth overall pick, he has to be someone, just as the Browns did last year with Trent Richardson, third overall pick, that you expect to make a difference. And I think they do. Now, his role as a defensive pass rusher guy, as someone who is specifically utilized as an edge outside linebacker, I think gives the Browns some options to put him in the situations that are favorable to maximize what he does. I go back in my time to covering the Buffalo Bills years ago, and they had a guy named Cornelius Bennett that they brought in from Alabama. They had actually gotten him in a trade with the Indianapolis Colts, who never signed him. They had drafted him as the second overall pick, and then he didn't sign, had contractual issues, and did a three-way deal with the Bills, the Colts, and the then Los Angeles Rams. And Eric Dickerson wound up with the Colts, and Bennett ends up with Buffalo. And Bennett, in his first year, and he came into, you know, no training camp. I mean, it was, he wouldn't even have, Mingo's going to have that advantage, obviously, but he didn't even have that going for him, and wasn't entirely in the best shape physically, but was a pass rushing terror right out of the box at outside linebacker because of how that Bills team utilized him and just put him in those situations. I can see Mingo doing the same type of thing before everything is honed and learned, and there's going to be a lot of honing and learning to go on. Dakota from Facebook says, defense isn't the problem, the offense is, and yet the first pick of the Browns was used for a defensive player. Even if they decided to pick defense, Dakota says, it should have been a corner because our pass defense was worse than our rush defense. Well, you make a point that the need was there at corner, and I know this is going to be kind of the endless debate over should they have gone into the draft and taken a corner, taken D. Milner. But I'm still inclined to believe, and obviously this has to be borne out, if Mingo makes the pass rush better, if he's the complement to Paul Kruger, and for that matter, Jabal Sheard, who looks very much like he's part of this mix, in maybe a different capacity, but utilized as someone who can still be in this mix as now a defensive, as a converted defensive end outside linebacker. I'm seeing the pass rush better and more effective and improving, making the job of the secondary, not going to say easier, but maybe more helpful to their cause. And I think that's a key here, is that when you study what Ray Horton's defense is all about, yes, those corners, and we just talked about it with Jim Donovan a short while ago, those corners are put in a precarious position, but I think it's less difficult, or I should say less risky to what they have to do, less of a risk, if the pass rush is what you're designing it to be. And let's face it, I mean, the Browns have gone all in on making the biggest, best, most effective, most dominant, most fearsome pass rush they can have. That's what this investment in free agency and now with the sixth overall pick of the draft is all about, is to just build as dominant a front as you can, and it has to be. So to answer the question from Matt previously, it better be. Yeah, you've put all the chips out there. You've got to win this. You've got to win this decision, so to speak. It doesn't mean that you can't do something to fix corner next year, depending on where it goes. But I don't think it was realistic to say you were going to be able to fix the pass rush or make the pass rush ultimately as strong as you expect it to be and get premium presence at corner, you know, do that all at the same time. I don't think that was realistic. But I do think it's realistic that they could be solid there. And again, it's on Leon McFadden to be what they expect him to be too, as a third round pick and as someone who's going to compete and very likely have every chance to start opposite Joe Haden. All right, in a couple of minutes, you will hear from a former Browns linebacker. Speaking of linebackers and defense, Carl Banks was here in 94-95. Interesting guy. now a analyst, radio analyst on the Browns. I can't say it again. On the Giants radio network. He's, by the way, I think very impressed with what we've done with the Browns radio coverage and network. I know he speaks highly of that with all his years in New York. But anyway, that's coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Browns fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, you want to go see Clint Dempsey and Michael Bradley and the U.S. soccer team take on Belgium on May 29th at First Energy Stadium? Well, for tickets and info, go visit ussoccer.com. And this segment, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Joining us now is former Browns linebacker, former NFL linebacker Carl Banks. Spent the 94-95 seasons with the Cleveland Browns, and happy to have you with us on the show. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Vic. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's nice to have a chance to visit with an alumni, and we like to get caught up with guys who had been part of this team and what they're up to, and I know you've been up to a whole lot since your playing days, but let's start with the playing days and what you remember of those Browns team coached by Bill Belichick back in the mid-90s.
Well, it was, I thought it was kind of a defining moment, and primarily you look at some of the players that were here in the history, and this is a very long history with the Cleveland Browns, but it was kind of that crossroads a couple of years. I came on the last 2 years of the Bill Belichick tenure, and it was one of those deals where he had to kind of define what it was going to be, and he knew it. So I, you know, walked in knowing exactly what my job would be. But when you analyze the division at that time, it was still the Pittsburgh Steelers, but it was a division that, much like it is now, that you can make some headway in it and really plant your flag as a contender within the division and someone who's capable of knocking off the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Much was said about that being the time where Bill Belichick really learned the craft kind of the hard way. Obviously, he took some lumps as a head coach and took that education with him to have go on to have great success in New England. Did you honestly see in Bill, and I know you had the connection with him beyond Cleveland, did you see in him a guy that after this experience with the Browns would in fact go on to be the Belichick who won those Super Bowls and had all that success?
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe that had the team not moved, and you know, look, I'm not that critical of the people in the media, but it was not a supportive environment. Let's just say it for what it is. He got rid of a lot of favorite players on the team, and you know, the beloved Bernie Kosar, and I don't think he ever recovered from that. So I don't think he ever got the credit that he was due in terms of what he was establishing here. So I don't even know if it was kind of a learning ground for him here in Cleveland. I think he put the same amount of preparation in Cleveland as he did in New England. But the thing is, he didn't get a lot of credit. But when you look at the type of players that Ozzie Newsome brought in here, the defense that we put together, the offensive tools that we put together, it was, you know, in the run that we had for those 2 years, I don't know, I think there was still some records set on defense. But we had a really good crew, and I think the groundwork was laid for success. So you take your hat off to Ozzie in continuing to build in Baltimore, but I think it's set Cleveland back because it just kind of disconnected everything with the move, and they had to wait, and then they had to restart. And you know, with every organization, if you don't have the right quarterback, it's a four-year proposition each and every time you change one. So you go 10, 11 years just trying to find a quarterback that works for your team. And you know, I think they're in a good spot though at this stage of the division and at this stage of the franchise.
Your history with Belichick, of course, going back to the days you were with the Giants from 1984 to 1992. You spent one season with the Redskins thereafter before arriving at the Browns, and you'd spend your final 2 years as an NFL player, 94-95, here in Cleveland. But when you arrived here, tell the story of it was kind of a modest situation for you to come aboard. Give me the idea of what it was like when you joined the Browns.
Well, I had just come out of a very bad situation in Washington. But I, you know, Bill and I, we talked. I consider him a really good friend. Pepper Johnson and I talked a lot during his time here. He was here before me. Mm-hmm. And he would say, man, if you could come, you would really help us out. You know, we're a couple players short. But I can tell you right now, Bill would love to have you. And so when I got released from Washington, I don't know if I called him or he called me or we had a conversation. And he says, you know, come down, let's talk. So I meet him and Mike Lombardi at the top of the stairs, right? Mike's office was up there then. And so basically Mike said, look, we don't have a lot of money to pay you. Here's what it's going to be. And, you know, we'd love to have you. We think you can help us out a lot. And Belichick, in true Belichick fashion, says, look, you know, you're going to be counted on to do a lot of things, and special teams are going to be one of them. So I'm like, let me see. I've been everywhere on special teams. Every time I've played with him, he's had me on special teams. And I was a pretty decent special teams player. But I'm like, at this stage of my career, when he says special teams, I'm sure he's thinking, like, field goal block. The first day of mini camp, I'm running down right in the middle of the kickoff team, right, you know, kickoff return, kickoff, yeah. punt return. And as it would have it, I wasn't even a guy that got the luxury of being on the field goal team. So it was interesting. But I ended up playing every single special team my 2 years here. And the better the kickoff coverage team was that we were facing, it would be Pepper Johnson and I. We would have, it wasn't spot duty. It was like, you guys are now on kickoff return. We need to block this guy. So.
Former Browns linebacker Carl Banks is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's talk about life for you after football. You've done a lot of interesting things, including since 2007, you've been an analyst on the New York Giants radio network. Mm-hmm. You work alongside Bob Papa, a great friend of mine, and you also do work for SiriusXM NFL Radio. The media component's one thing, but what else have you gotten yourself into off-field?
Well, I think life after football started 2 years into my career. I knew I wanted to be on the broadcast side of the business. You know, that's what I got my degree in, and I actually started that piece of it doing a post-game show while I was still playing. I would shower and go up to the booth and kind of do a 30-minute spot, and then I got into the fashion business. I'm a licensee in all major sports, but I got into the outerwear business, team sports outerwear, and that, you know, I started that in 1989, and right now I'm happy to say I'm the number one outerwear manufacturer in all of sports, and probably the number three or number four licensee overall. I mean, some big names out there like Nike and Under Armour, right. But when you look at what we've achieved, it's been really good because it's started off as big and tall outerwear to men's apparel and now men's and ladies apparel. And we also do Alyssa Milano's line, her Touch
right.
By Alyssa Milano NFL and Major League Baseball lines, things like that.
That's phenomenal stuff. And how did you come into the idea that fashion was going to be something you wanted to pursue to that extent, just like you do with media?
Well, it's actually kind of a full circle process. I, in 87, starter, with just signing players, and I was one of their first athlete endorsers. And I got a chance to spend a lot of time with David Beckerman over the years, and I was like, man, when I grow up, I'm going to be just like him, because he was literally Nike before there was Nike. And so I found a niche business. I thought that outerwear was an area that was underserved, and I built that. And I had a great, great run with Starter as one of their athletes, and opportunity presented itself with the league. I found an opportunity to build an outerwear program, and it was off to the races. And, you know, again, the whole 360 process now, I own the license for Starter, so we're relaunching that for this fall as well.
Fantastic, and congrats on that. You're quite familiar, of course, with Michael Lombardi and others involved with this Browns regime now, and you pay close attention, I know, to the entire league, not just the Giants, but as you see what's being done here, the hiring of Rob Chudzinski as head coach, Ray Horton as defensive coordinator, North Turner as offensive coordinator, what's being built here, your impressions, and especially, I guess, from the defensive standpoint, Carl, of a team now transitioning to the 3-4 and to this Horton/Dick LeBeau version of the 3-4?
Well, I think it's going to be really good. And like I said earlier, it's a great time within the division to really start to make your move. And they've got some pieces in place. You've got, you know, a running back who's second to none. He'll be the best running back in that division this year. You've got some pieces on defense. You've got a good return game, and they're going to rush the passer out of a 3-4 defense. So I think that they'll be able to really make some leeway, especially when you look at what the Pittsburgh Steelers are doing now. They're uncharacteristically doing some things with their personnel. Baltimore is probably still the class of the division, but with some of the transition they have on defense, they'll be a different team. because it's run by the offense now. It'll be Joe Flacco's team exclusively. He is that senior voice now, and that, I don't know if it makes him more vulnerable, but certainly if you're Joe Flacco, you're saying, boy, I got a lot more responsibility. I mean, I don't have a defense that's going to bail me out.
Right.
Because when you have an Ed Reed out there, you know that you're never out of the game if he's on the field. And so I think the Browns and where they are now, and you look at some of the moves that Cincinnati's making, you can see that they see the same vulnerabilities within the division. So if the Browns can hit the ground running, they've got a good cover corner in Joe Hayden, and if they can really generate some pressure on the front end of the defense, the back end of the defense can be really good, can be exciting.
And when you look at the quarterback, and I know you got a good look at Brandon Weeden, the entire Browns team, when the Browns faced the Giants last year and you did all your prep work and studied them. Granted, now it's a different system and scheme with Chud here instead of Pat Shurmur, but what do you think the future is like with him? Because obviously everything hinges on the quarterback.
Well, listen, the reality is this. He's not going to be asked to win a lot of games for them. I think he's capable when called upon to win a game, but I think when you have a back like Richardson, it takes a heavy load off your quarterback. If you know you can run the ball, even if teams stack the box, and you've got a running back who can catch it, who can run, who can block, smart as can be, and then you put a tight end in the mix, your quarterback's life is pretty easy. All he has to do is just execute the offense. Or, you know, I have a phrase I say, if it ain't broke, don't break it. You know, just go out and just execute the offense. And then, you know, if the balance, and I know Norv Turner, he'll create balance in that offense so that the quarterback will not have the burden of all the responsibility of making plays. He's a great play caller. I've played against him for many years, so I know he's the king of scheming and making sure his players are in balance. His offense, you know, works to the strengths of all, not to one.
Carl, wonderful. We really appreciate you taking the time and getting us caught up, and love all the stuff you're doing, and we will catch up again down the line.
Thanks, Dick.
He is Carl Banks, former Browns linebacker, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Liberty for the best selection of pre-owned vehicles in Ohio. Save with hundreds of vehicles priced under $10,000. 0% APR for 60 months on certified pre-owned Fords. Special internet pricing and more. Make it easy and shop all five of our locations' inventory in one place. LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, hey. Pour yourself a Polar Pop. Hey, hey. Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't care if I ever get back for a treat.
Root for the Indians.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
Or it's 1, 2, 3
times you're out at the old ball game.
It's Sugardale Dollar Dog Night on Friday, May 3rd, when the Indians face the Minnesota Twins. Buy early and save at Indians.com.
All right, girls, Mother's Day is next week. What should we get Mommy?
Daddy, how about we get her a kitten?
Well, that's a sweet idea, Emma. Let's think of some more.
Daddy?
How about we get her a ballerina?
Very good, Chloe. Let's keep thinking.
I know, Daddy. Let's get Mommy her own spaceship.
Good one, Molly. Good one. Oh, boy.
Mother's Day is next week. Are you looking for the perfect gift for your wife or any important mom in your life? Right now, Sherry's Berries has an amazing last-minute deal. You can get our giant gourmet hand-dipped strawberries for just $19.99. These mouth-watering berries are covered in premium gourmet toppings like chocolate chips and nuts for only $19.99. You pick the delivery date and your berries are guaranteed to arrive beautiful and delicious. But hurry, because Mother's Day is next week and this incredible deal ends Friday. The only way to get this incredible deal is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's berries.com, secret code 7070.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Football Wednesday. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Happy to have with us right now the Browns Vice President of Community Outreach, Renee Harvey, to talk about a lot of stuff going on this week, beginning with yesterday, the summer reading program visit that the Browns had.
We had Christian Yount and Owen Marisic went out to Densler Elementary School in Parma and helped kick off the Cuyahoga County Public Library's summer reading program. The registration is open now. So went out and had a school assembly there with about 500 kids for the library systems program, which is going to be themed Build Your Brain. And so the assembly was really fun. Owen and Christian got very involved. They were building blocks to see which one could build the largest tower, and making creatures out of Legos, and just showing kids the different ways that you can really build your brain, so to speak, for the summer months. So encouraging all families to register your kids online at CuyahogaLibrary.org. So that your children can participate in the reading program this summer.
And today, an event that ties in with supporting the City Year Cleveland and also aligns with the NFL Play 60 program. Talk about that.
Sure. So today we had a few players go out to a local school in Cleveland and participate in a program, as you mentioned, with City Year Cleveland and another organization called America Scores. And what they do is they really work with kids after school. They not only teach them soccer, but they, at the same time, they teach them about poetry and writing for kids grades 3rd through 5th. And, you know, the players really talk to them about important decisions and making good decisions and good choices, the importance of education, all those important messages that, you know, this is really a pivotal time in these kids' lives and to make sure that they're staying on the right track. So, you know, City Year does a phenomenal job and very proud and happy that the guys could go out and be a part of that today.
And on Friday, there's an event at the Cleveland Hearing and Speech Center that will involve Browns offensive lineman Ryan Miller.
Ryan he's participating in their annual event. It's a gala taking place. And Ryan himself has hearing deficiencies, and he actually majored in sign language when he was in college, and so he's very good at signing. He's actually been involved with this organization a little bit and really enjoys being able to converse with the families and the kids, and these kids just really look up to him and think it's so cool that, you know, an NFL player can sign. So he's going to be out there for that event and help in communicating with those families. So it's something that he's very passionate about, and we're excited to help plug him in with them.
Registration for youth football camp, that's open at ClevelandBrowns.com.
It's officially open. Camp is $99 for a three-day session. We have 2 weeks, two sessions taking place at First Energy Stadium, June 10th through 12th, June 17th through the 19th. All information can be found at ClevelandBrowns.com. Registration is going quick, so I encourage everyone to sign up fast.
Erin, this is pretty cool. Congratulations in order for really the entire Browns organization, recognition from the American Cancer Society.
Yeah, they actually recognized us with an award for excellence in corporate engagement and our support for Making Strides. And, you know, it's really a year-round support that we offer them through the NFL's Crucial Catch campaign. And, you know, our local chapter does such a phenomenal job, and it's, you know, really an honor and privilege to be recognized by such an outstanding organization. But we do partner with them, as mentioned, throughout the year in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk at the stadium, as well as players in our Browns Women's Organization visiting their Hope Lodge. Really a phenomenal organization, and very proud to be recognized and be able to support them. from the Browns.
Excellent. Renee, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vic.
And we want to thank Jim Donovan for being part of this show as well, and Carl Banks and Lauren Whitaker for her contributions in helping us with all the Ask Vic questions and comments. Drew Boatner doing a tremendous job of getting our audio up on the site and all things in that department. And our outstanding producer, there's really none like him, Dave DiNatale. Dino, appreciate your reaction. And we'll do this again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.